This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this fabulous Friday with open phone line for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Good morning, YouTube. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Hit that subscribe button. That way you never miss an episode. You never miss an interview on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago or on YouTube. Good morning, Cap. How are you?
I am awesome. Welcome back. We had some fun, but it's not the same without you, my man. So glad you're back in here.
It's good to be back after my time in, where'd you say I went?
Indiana Dunes.
It's ridiculous.
I needed you back. I'm arguing with my wife. We're into a thing here. She's mad at me now. It's my fault, of course. But it's so good to have you back here.
It's good to be back from my trip from?
The Indiana Dunes.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Nice.
Yes. A place where Shay and his wife know very well, Nashville, Tennessee.
I've been there once.
So
nice.
It's a tremendous trip.
Drive or fly?
Definitely fly, pal. Definitely the pre-board.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know my game. Like, sir, is there any way, you know, I could pre-board? Any way I can get on? Well, we got a full flight. That's fine. Let me just pre-board. Thank you, Southwest. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And just high stepping my way right down the rampway, right on the plane, pal. That's how we do it.
Nice.
Of course, I asked the lady quietly, ma'am, I know I'm the third person on here. Any way I can get an extension? Get a VL seatbelt. You want what? Keep it down, please, for Christ's sake. Seatbelt extension. Thank you. Quietly, though. Quietly.
Here you go, sir.
Sir!
Is this big enough?
Please! God's sake! So that's always a thing there, right? That's always a thing there.
Wow.
So a great time there. A little time in the Nashville, a little in the Smoky Mountains, Cap. It's always good to be able to get a little fresh air. Went to the National Museum of African American Music, which was awesome. The district is awesome. Learned a couple of things, too. How about this? You can't get away from the sports when you are on vacation. Never can get away from it.
Nope.
We're taking that tour around Nashville. It's more than just 4 or 6 blocks, by the way, because that's what Nashville is known for. Oh, just right around the stadium where the Nashville Predators play.
Mm-hmm.
And actually a lot more to the city there. I learned this, and I think you and I both knew this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Nashville is preparing for a Major League Baseball
team. No question about it. They used to have, Dombrowski?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the guy till he went to the Phillies.
This, too. How about this? The Titans are going to have a new stadium soon.
The Titans are going to have a new... Really?
Yep. Learned that when I was there.
How do all these other cities get these new facilities, and it takes us, like, moving heaven and earth to do anything?
I saw the news the other night about Arlington. I mean, still up there, strong. It's like, you got a lot of work to do, pal. I mean, put the shovel in the ground and let's go.
Agreed.
The Titans are going to, and they're already, it's going to be in the parking lot that's already there at Nissan Stadium. They're going to have a new stadium, like, soon. That's something that Albert Breer didn't tell us.
He didn't.
But that's going to happen. But it was cool, though. It was a really good trip. I do have a question, though. I need your help with this.
Bring it on.
When it comes to tipping on vacation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And see, here's the thing. There's some people, you know, Black and Abdallah, probably a couple of guys. There's probably other younger people that work here that just don't carry cash at all.
Oh, you never. I remember Black getting all over me when it was the old show.
Yeah.
Dude, what's with the cash? People don't use it. I'm like, it's money.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking. We were on at 9 at that time. I'm walking from the East Bank. I worked out and came here.
Yeah.
And there's a place called Goddess and the Baker
mm-hmm.
right over here.
Yep.
I walked in. Yeah, you know what? Can I get a cold brew and I need that? Whatever it was, breakfast sandwich.
Yeah,
here you go. We don't take cash. Excuse me?
We don't take cash.
I don't have any cards with me. She's like, then give me back the thing I just handed you. He wouldn't let me. Can I bring you the money later? No.
Yeah. I mean, it's U.S. currency, for God's sakes.
Right. I told Black, and he's like, what'd I tell you?
I don't understand
cashless
that.
Cashless society.
Well, that doesn't make sense. So I always think that you guys should have some cash.
Correct.
When you are traveling, yes, you do have credit cards, but also a little cash on the side in case you need it.
Agreed.
And I look at it as tip money. So when the valet gets your car, because mm-hmm. we were able to rent a car so we could drive around the city, see some people, mm-hmm. have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the protocol when you're trying to tip the valet? Do you tip the valet when they bring in the car or after you've arrived from said restaurant or location? Is it both ways?
No.
Or one way?
So I tip. Okay, we land at X airport.
Yeah.
Uber to the hotel, or might get my rental car.
Yep.
I pull into the hotel. I only tip when they bring me the car back and we're going out for the evening for dinner.
But when you come back, though, no tip?
No.
Hmm.
No. Whoever brings me the car gets a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant, hotel, but not when I'm dropping the car off. No.
Okay. See, sometimes I get that confused because I want to say that maybe I might have done it both ways, in which I'm tipping on one end and then someone gets the car. Oh, here you go. Here's a dollar. Here's $2.
Right.
Of course, hard to break change when the hotel's like, yeah, we don't have our safe open and you're handing the valet a five.
That's usually what I tip the valet.
All the time, fives?
Five.
Brother, sometimes you got to diversify, don't you? You got to get maybe two, three sometimes.
So I go to the same restaurant every week with Brett. I pick him up. We go sit at the bar. We eat dinner. We watch whatever games on. It's just our time. We do it every week. It's $5 to valet the car at Greenwood up in Highwood. And I give the guy a 10. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Now, here's the thing about
my car's
that,
always ready to go, warm or whatever it is. Rain, he's got me.
Well, when I didn't have singles, I did give fives. And obviously, the service is a lot faster.
Yes.
You call down due to the little text thing. Like, here's my number, 136-809. You text it. All of a sudden, like in 2 minutes, it's already down there.
Yeah,
because they know the $5 guy, the $5 big guy.
Exactly.
The $5 biggie bag is going to come downstairs and get the car.
Correct.
So but here's the thing about fives, though. It's funny because I think about my cousin Dion because she just is enamored with fives.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave her a gift, if you gave her $100, if it was in fives, she'd be in love. For whatever reason, she loves the $5 bill. That's not readily available all the time, Cap, to have, a fistful of fives, if pardon the expression, in your wallet.
Be nice.
Singles, 20s. Right? Tens? Right.
Like, here, I got money
now. But fives, though.
20s? I don't think I have a five. I got a couple 20s and a 10.
Shay, what's the common bill that you don't normally have in your wallet? It would be, like, either ones.
A $2 bill.
Or 20. Oh, I wish.
Honestly, right now, the only bill in my wallet is a $2 bill.
Really?
Yep.
And you're saving it, right? It's a lucky $2 bill?
I have no reason to spend it, yeah.
That's a good bill. Jay Moore.
The only bill in my wallet is cable.
Would you get out of here with that? All right, you get out of here with that. Hold on, we'll take care of you. We'll have a GoFundMe for that. But no, that $5 bill is not relevant. So, but let's get to the $2 bill just for a second.
I got singles. I got three singles.
Well, I don't care what you do with your off time. I don't care who's that for. Sheila? Who's that for, those dollar
Muffy.
Bills?
Muffy.
Oh, three singles, you're not getting much.
That goes a long way in Covington, Kentucky.
Yes.
You could ask Black and Abdallah that as we were at the strip club in Covington. That goes a long way. You could always know, where Cincinnati was
mm-hmm.
based on the young lady's stomach. The map was there from... there's a whole map on her stomach. Like, oh, there's Covington, there's Cincinnati. Oh, Highland Heights, Kentucky.
There you go.
I was all in her stomach. But so the $2 bill, though, Shay... The $2 bill, I mean, you're holding on to it for good luck, right? Because you're not going to spend that thing.
It's not really luck. It's just, I'm with Bleck. Cashless society is the way to go. I have this $2 bill in my wallet that I guess is now my lucky $2 bill because it's not going anywhere.
That's a good bill, man. My dad used to have those because, but then again, he was always at Sportsman's.
Right.
So he's always at the racetrack. So you had to always have to have a $2 bet, right?
Okay, but here's the thing. Cashless society will cut into tipping. It will.
Mm-hmm. That's not right. I still believe in tipping.
Yes. I probably overtip, but I just do. I used to work as a valet. I was a beer vendor. Like, I did a bunch of service jobs.
Yeah.
And somebody handed you a $5 bill. Oh, man. I used to park cars at a country club.
Mm-hmm.
And the payment was all your tips, and you got to eat whatever the members were having for their meal.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sit out there in our white shirt and black pants. Here they start coming. And the ones that tipped the best, we'd run and get their car first.
Yeah. Oh, of course. That's the way it
goes. Remember the TV show I Dream a Genie?
Sure.
I drove her Rolls Royce.
You did, yeah.
It's Rolls Royce pulled in. Who's getting that one? I was the senior guy. I'm like, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
This gorgeous blonde guy. I'm like, she looks really familiar.
Barbara Eden, is that you?
Yeah. I said, are you I Dream of Genie? She's like, yes, I'm Barbara. Yeah.
Wow.
And $20 bill. Here you go.
Oh, it's the best.
Gave me a 20 before the dinner. Just make sure when you see me coming, my car's ready. I'll have it.
Absolutely.
Bam.
To the highest bidder.
Highest bidder.
Yeah, I will take care. And I feel the same way. Like, I wouldn't want, if I'm picking up cars, I'd like to be able to have a nice tip. And I still believe in having, you know, if I have $5, I'm going to give it to them.
Yeah.
I like to break that five.
Yeah. So you have a couple singles left.
Yeah, I like to do a 3-2, you know, maybe three going, two the other way, you know, something like that. But yeah, I think that that's important. I wanted to get your advice on that because I thought maybe it might be an over tipping. Could have definitely happened. I think I might have done that a couple times.
How about the car wash? Do you tip there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, on the hand car wash, absolutely.
I do too.
Yeah, if it's not the Buddy Bear car wash,
right?
Like, but if it's someone, if it's the hand wash,
you
absolutely
guys wiping down the.
Oh car. Yeah,
there you go.
Gotta take care of them.
I do.
Well, speaking of cashless society, though, because I go to a cash only barber, which most barbers that I've ever been to are cash only. They've flipped over to Venmo now, so I still don't have to have cash. I can just Venmo. I Venmo the business, and then I tip my barber on his personal Venmo.
Yeah, that's moving. That's actually a good thing, especially for those that are moving away from that cashless society, Cap.
Yeah.
But I still believe that you should have cash on hand. That's something important.
I agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
So, my friend, you know what's happening this weekend. Oh, my God. The Swifties are here. The Tay-Tays are here.
Oh, my God. My son, Brett, insane. My daughter-in-law, Maggie Druffel. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I drove past her home in Nashville. And she still has family there.
Tay-Tay?
Yeah, absolutely. And Cap, cities like that, Austin, Texas, Charlotte, like, these are supposed to be, like, smaller places maybe 10 years ago, and now they're just booming. Like, they're running out of space. They're trying to build as fast as possible. I was in Austin and Dallas when the Bears played the Dallas Cowboys. These places are just expanding fast. Infrastructure, big box business, you know, Fortune 500 companies, here they come. And then when I heard that the Titans are getting a new stadium, like, oh, man, this thing is going to be something. You're going to get Major League Baseball in there, too.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
They call themselves, by the way, like a hockey town there. Everything's Predators.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bar I didn't go into where the NHL Network wasn't on.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah, the Preds are huge. Brett and I went to a Preds-Hawks game in the heyday.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Cap, it's Nashville. It's May. And every TV at the bars I went to was on the NHL Network. I'm like, any NBA at all?
Nope.
You have the Grizzlies in this state, don't you? And by the way... If you watch me very closely, how stealth I am, always going to places with no state tax.
Correct.
What was dinner? That seems like we had a lot. $110. Hmm. How about that?
No like, tax.
No state tax. Hmm. Good. Speaking of Taylor Swift, yes, Tay-Tay and the Swifties are coming to our city. Is there an event you would pay Taylor Swift money to go? We'll tell you what Taylor Swift money is coming up next, but is there an event that you'd go to see Taylor Swift? Wait until you hear the ticket prices on the Cap and J Hood Morning
Show. Crank it up, Jay Moore.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
This hour of Cap and Jay Hood is brought to you by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Are you done yelling at your wife now?
I didn't yell. She yelled at me.
I mean, God, Cap, I mean, you're there yelling. You called her up to yell at her about a frog of some sort.
My wife has a fetish with frogs. We've got like 100 of them around our home.
I don't think fetish is the word that you're looking for. She likes frogs.
Affinity okay. for?
Affinity for. That's a better word.
Because, you know, on this show, when you say fetish,
yeah,
it means something different.
Yes.
That, like, she's into frogs.
Okay, she has an affinity for...
As in Michigan J.
Right.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my sweetheart. Hello, my ragtime gal. You know right, yeah, it's not that.
Carmen has a foot fetish. That's a thing where... That's a fetish. Your wife likes
frogs. I gotta
frogs.
Tell you, Carm has a fetish for strappy heels.
Attached to a foot.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like a stiletto heel, strappy in the summer, on a beautiful... I'm sorry, that's got me.
I got plenty of those. Last time I was in Atlanta, I saw a lot of those.
They're the greatest. Oh, man. Anyway, she's got this affinity for frogs.
Uh-huh.
We got like 100 of them around the property.
Uh-huh.
And
hey,
apparently, I left one of the dogs unchaperoned, is what we just were told. You heard it on the speaker.
Unchaperoned.
And he got one of her frogs, broke the arm off of it, and then brought the body of the frog in one, with missing an arm or a leg, whatever you call it, a hoof, up to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and she found it laying there.
Uh-huh.
With a picture we just got.
Yes.
What is evidence. One of my frogs doing unchaperoned and unsupervised? What?
Okay. First of all, I know exactly what happened. Do you know what? If it was one of the dogs, who do you suspect did that?
Oh, I know who it was. It was Stanley.
It was Stanley.
Yeah.
So at some point, Stanley's been looking at this frog for a while. And just kind of just staring at it because he's around all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, you know what? I'm tired of this frog staring at me. Dad, I'm going to do something about this guy.
I'm going to bite his arm off.
Because he keeps staring at me. All I'm doing is just living my life. And here I am, just moving around, drinking water, having a good day. And then this frog, who just stands there and just stares. You know what?
That's what he did.
How about that?
I guess he bit it off.
Take that, Mom. Because after a while, Stanley got tired of that frog just being stationary and just sitting there.
But it's my fault.
Well, it's not your fault.
Amazing.
I keep telling you, Cap, you've been treated unfair. You've been treated unfairly. And I think you need to do something about it. You need to put your foot down.
Agreed.
Who's the guy with the pants in the family?
Not me.
Well, she is.
100%.
So do we have now the official number here, Shay, when it comes to Taylor Swift? Because Taylor Swift is coming to the Soldier Field, sold out. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Once the show's over, once Crosstalk is over, we're all going to get out of here. Because here they come. Here they come. This is not like a Bears game. I'll get there at 10 for a noon, 9 for a noon. No, they're coming. Now.
They're here.
Yeah, so like we got to get out of here.
They were sleeping at 1 o'clock in the morning yesterday morning. Shay and I and Jay Moore were talking with Dion. 1 a.m. Ticket. The merch tent went on sale at 10 a.m. 9 hours.
Jay Moore, you need to get out of here. 10 o'clock, you need to go. Like, you look, you go where you're going, Cap. I'll take every side street out of here.
I'm out.
And by the way, shout out to the Chicago Sky. Great timing. Sky will be playing today, 5 o'clock at Wintrust.
Good God.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Like in the same area.
There's gonna be five people in there.
Good luck, Sky.
Candace
good timing.
Parker, you better start. Oh wait, she doesn't play.
Oh, there's no reason for that.
Whoever's left on that team better get there early.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, she doesn't play for us either.
Kalia Copper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you better. I mean, I know they moved the time up because Swift was coming. 5 o'clock. Who's doing the doubleheader, by the way? 3-1-2. Who's doing the doubleheader? A little Sky, a little Swift. The doubleheader in downtown Chicago.
No shot.
So what's the money here for Taylor Swift? How much is a ticket, Shay?
I can get you in the building, cap and hoodie, two tickets next to each other. Limited or obstructed viewing.
Yep.
$740 apiece.
Okay, how about good seats? We work in the mornings. We're going to do good seats.
All right, here you go. Unrestricted view, but you are on the surface of the sun. You are watching this from the moon in section 307. Mm-hmm. But unrestricted view, $4,271 a pop.
Okay, I want to sit right down there, top 20 rows.
On the floor. Actually, that's better. Section Field Q, which is right in front of the stage on the floor, mm-hmm. $2,715 apiece.
Damn. Can't do it.
Now, if you want to be at the foot of the stage where you get to see everything, the best seat in the house.
Yeah.
$8,122 a pop.
Wow.
Okay.
Can't do it.
For that money, I better be able to see her backstage. We better have some Perrier water, whatever she likes, and maybe a little dinner. For that much? Cap! What was it? So, 17 and grand?
And there's
for two tickets?
There's a service charge on there, because I was with my friend Rich yesterday. He and his wife are going. The tickets were $1,500 apiece. Not great seats. $1,500, and they bought them. And I said, wow, $3,000. He goes, no, actually, it was $4,000. The service charge was $500 a ticket.
What?
Cap, okay, as much as you love Springsteen, and I'm glad that you went on your European vacation, I'm glad that you went because once in a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
I see him at the United Center, see him Madison Square Garden. Okay, fine. Saw him in Europe?
Paris.
Awesome.
Amazing.
In Paris. So anything else you'd pay for that? I mean, think about it.
Game 7 of the Cubs Indians World Series in 2016. I was there working. Had I not been, I would have paid the ridiculous prices. Like if I had two good seats,
yeah,
and I was sitting at the game, my wife and I,
yeah,
diehard Cub fans, and you walked up. I'm Jonathan Hood. I host mornings in Chicago. I make a lot of money, and I'm going to buy those tickets from you. Here's $15,000 a ticket.
No shot.
No shot.
Couldn't take? No. Mm-mm. It's once in a lifetime. Possibly.
108 years?
Yeah.
That's my team?
Yeah.
No shot.
And you know your team because you know your team probably is not going to get there the next year. So you better get it now.
Right.
like you didn't see it. You saw that the team was on an upswing. Dynasty, you weren't sure about. But at least in that moment against the Indians, you wanted to be there.
I had to be there. Now, I got fortunate. I was working. But, oh, my God.
But outside of sports, in the entertainment realm, like, as much as you know I love Jimi Hendrix and Prince, like, that's a lot of money, man. Two tickets, that's ultimately 17 grand. Mm. That's tough, man. 17 grand?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to try. I mean, that has to be knowing, like, in advance, okay, I need to save this amount of money. I got to budget this every month to be able to even get there.
Correct.
That's a lot of money.
What if I told you Prince is back from the dead? He's going to do one show. You can get a ticket for you and Michelle.
Is he dusty? Is he still
showered and everything?
Oh, showered?
He's ready to go.
Okay, so his hair as perfect as it was at the Super Bowl?
Yes. He's ready to roll. One show.
Yeah, I got to go. I'd like to know when. I need a budget for that, man. I don't have 17 grand just to dole out just for an event.
Who does? There's no concert. Whew. I would pay significant money to go see the Beatles.
Yeah.
If they came back. Prince. I gave you four. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
For sure. And Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And maybe Elvis. Those five.
I'm going to add a late entry in Tina Turner.
There you go.
I never saw her. I wish I saw her once. That would have been cool. now that she just passed away. It's like, wow. And she gave her all, even in her 70s. Pretty good. So is there an event you would pay Taylor Swift money to go? Now, you heard from Shay. He gave you the prices. Is there an event you'd pay that much to go? Because we're talking about Taylor Swift money. They're going to come, these Swifties, all over the city for this weekend. Tell us, is there an event that you'd pay to see Taylor Swift money?
Starling's going Sunday.
That's amazing.
His wife's seeing all three, right?
Two out of three.
And my son Brett's going to two out of three. I'm like, how'd you get tickets?
I know ways, Dad. That's exactly what I told you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Let's take a look at your finances. You ready to pay Taylor Swift money to see something? Let's talk about it next on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Today's headline with Cap and J-Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The former Blackhawks star Patrick Kane's going to miss 4 to 6 months after hip resurfacing surgery. He may not be ready for the 2023-2024 season. There's something to be said about timing, Cap.
You are correct.
Free agency right there?
He had to get this done. They called it a resurfacing of his hip. Serious serious operation and a process. Wow.
At the door of free agency. Not good.
No.
Here's 1 year.
I also...
Here's 1 year, $2 million.
Reported this. I was told by someone who would know, hey, with Connor Bedard, maybe you'll come back to the Hawks. And he shut that down real quick.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's no reason.
I was told, no, that's not going to happen.
The White Sox started a 3-game set against the Tigers at Guaranteed Rate Field tonight. 6:30 right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Sox are 7.5 games out of first place despite 12 games under 500. The Cubs start a 4-game weekend set that will finish Monday in San Diego. Cubs are just 4.5 games out in the Central.
Yeah, do a better job managing your bullpen, Rossi.
Oh, questioning Rossi. Hey, cut that, Jay Moore. That's rare.
You were out of town.
Yeah.
Got a guy out there dealing. He walked one guy, Wisniewski. Dealing. I mean, filthy.
I saw it.
Shay, was that stuff diving all over? That S was diving all over.
That S was
S for
diving.
Slider.
Yeah.
And
okay, that's fine.
And he just got one walk in the seventh, up 2-0. And let's go to Mark Leiter Jr. I didn't know he was Mariano Rivera. Bam! 2-run homer, game time. We take the lead back. Let's stick with the Leiter kid. Bam! Another 2-run homer. Loss. Ross, right on you.
Okay, let's not talk about how light the young man is. The Denver Nuggets took game one of the finals over the Heat last night. Jokic with a triple-double. Adam Silver said there's a ruling on Ja Morant that will come after the finals. Sky take on the Liberty at Wintrust this evening. Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Cap and J-Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Got a crazy animal story coming your way at 7:50 here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. Shot or no shot at 8 o'clock. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We talked about Taylor Swift coming to town. And we talked about how much money. I mean, give me that top price again, Shay, for a ticket for Taylor Swift. Good seats.
Yeah, if you want to be right at the foot of the stage on the floor, the best view in the house, you're paying $8,000 a pop.
Yeah, so is there an event that you'd go to and pay $8,000 for per ticket? 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Mike on Twitter at HambonGoBlue says, me and my two best friends camped out for 21 hours outside of Wrigley in an attempt to get face value tickets to go to Game 3 of the 16 World Series. We were successful, and me walking up to that and getting bleacher tickets is the happiest moment of my life still.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
Like, if that's your team and your heart's out there.
It's worth it.
Oh, my goodness.
If you can afford it, it's definitely worth it. But it's just one of those things where you like to know in advance. Now, it's a funny thing about sports. You don't know. You might have a charm season, but you're just like, okay, are they going to make it to the playoffs? Okay, they made the playoffs. Okay, how many series did they win? They're going to the World Series? Oh, my God. Okay, we need to take out a second mortgage here.
Yeah.
We got to do something here.
Because when you're on your deathbed.
Yeah.
The money, you can't take it with you.
That's correct.
But if you think that, oh, my God, I was able to see my Cubs win or see Taylor Swift, whatever, it's important to you. Come on, man.
You learned from me. Because you weren't going to that trip to see Springsteen.
No.
You were not going.
So before COVID, remember?
Yeah.
JR said to me, you're an idiot if you don't go. Remember that?
So.
And I'm like, I'm not spending that. He's like, dude, you can't take it with you. Go.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to. And then I regretted it. Then COVID hit.
Right.
I got a hall pass to do it again.
Yes.
And I go, eh, I'm not doing it. It's the money's going to this charity. You're like, I'll play the role of JR. You're an idiot. It's you got to go.
It's no way that you're not going, Cap. There's no way. So there's that.
So I bought the tickets.
Copy.
And my wife's like, and we're doing what? We're flying to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, relax. I got tons of miles. I got Marriott. We're good.
Yeah.
And I paid good money for these tickets. And you said, dude, stay over there for a few days. Enjoy your life. And so my wife set it up, and we did.
It's a great thing that you did.
It was amazing.
Because I think that's all. And by the way, the Marriott, by the way, brought a pin back.
I got four of those.
Quality.
I took from Marriott in Paris.
Oh,
they have the best free pens.
The best free pen out there, the Marriott pen.
Yep.
That's the only reason why we stayed there. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Seriously. Shay, it's the best pen.
I mean, hold on.
There's no question. Great pens.
Hoodie.
Got a Marriott pen there?
Right there.
It's the black ballpoint, right?
The black ballpoint pen.
Oh, restaurant quality pen.
Restaurant quality.
Carl in Streeterville on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, Carl.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
We're great.
What's up?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday
Happy
to you.
Friday.
$20,000 for two general admission seats to see you two in Las Vegas opening night of the new tour.
Shut the front door.
Are
you kidding me, Carl?
I wish.
Well, okay. What was the undercard? Was it U2 by themselves, or it was before?
Exactly.
All by themselves.
Yeah. Missing their drummer, too. So, three-fourths of the band, but hey, you only live once, right?
You only live one time, man.
Going over some winnings from the craps table out there, so it's not too bad, but it is $20,000 for two.
Carl,
$20K for two.
$10,000 each.
Yeah, okay. How long was the set? Did they go 3 hours through?
Oh, no. It's happening in September, Hoodie. They haven't paid yet.
Are you going in September? Okay.
Yeah, I paid for the tickets already. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome, Carl. You're the man.
You need to stick with us, Carl, because we want to know about that trip.
Sure. No problem.
Yeah.
Let us know.
That would be amazing.
Oh, he's going in September.
Okay, he sounds... I want to hang out with Carl.
He knows some things.
He's at the crap table. He's in Vegas. Like, okay, I'm in. Let's go. Carl, come on.
Carl's seen some things.
Yeah. Let's go to Vegas, Carl. I want to go.
Right. I was going to say the whole trip is probably comped. He's not going to worry about anything. He's got free dinners. He's got a free room. He's got free plays on roulette.
Who let this guy into my room? How you guys doing?
Yeah.
Carl from Streeterville. You know me, right? You know me. Don't worry about it. You gotta love a guy like that. Speaking of a guy like that, Joey G in Melrose Park.
Welcome back, Hoodie.
Thank you, Dad.
Miss you, pal. Thanks for the note on the table. Bye. That's all it said.
That's it.
Bye. So, Cap, how are you, buddy? Live life all in.
All
You're
in,
doing a
baby.
Great job.
You're the man.
And that kind of money I would pay to see the original Zeppelin. That would be it.
I was supposed to see the original Zeppelin, and John Bonham died like a week
me
or two
too.
Before
me
the show.
Me and my friend Anthony Simonetta that you met.
Yep.
We won the lottery. I think it was the Loop that held the lottery tickets.
That's exactly how I got him, through the Loop.
Through the Loop.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a lottery, and then he passed away.
He choked on his vomit when he was drunk.
Ugh.
And I remember, hearing, wait, what? John Bonham's dead? Oh, my God. Show off. Never happened. Never saw him.
Damn it, Joey.
Yeah.
Hey, Hoodie.
Yes, sir.
For $8,000 with Taylor Swift, you want the backstage dinner?
Yeah.
The hotel party?
Yes. and a beef sandwich.
They wouldn't be serving no beef sandwiches there, that's for sure.
Thank you very much for the phone call.
Yeah, that was 1980 when John Bonham died. 1980, 25th of September, 1980, and I was supposed to go. I was in college. I was supposed to go to that concert. I'll never forget it.
And he died.
Done. Sad. Out.
The doctors checked in. Have you seen the doctor? doctor of content, Daniel N. Zetterman. Danny says that in 1995, I paid $210 to see Pearl Jam at Soldier Field when they were at their peak. And their ticket, and oh, they were battling Ticketmaster. Everyone thought he was nuts for spending over $200. Now it's a bargain.
Yes.
$200 and a ticket,
Danny
yeah.
will tell you, Eddie Vedder has been very much a champion of the fans and battling against Ticketmaster. He does not want these overpriced tickets. He wants to give you a fair price for a great show. I've seen them twice. They put on an amazing show.
Yeah, my cousin Wiley checking in and says not even for a Bears Super Bowl he wouldn't pay that, and I know that he's lying. There's no way. Wiley says he would never pay for that. Same guy that just went overseas by himself. I'm sure that costs a lot, Wiley. So the idea that you say you wouldn't do it for Super Bowl, who is a rabid Bears fan, of course he'd pay for that.
Yeah, there can't be 10 things, unless you're wealthy, there can't be 10 things you'd do that. But there's got to be one on your list. Okay, I'd pay to do that.
Peter in Miami, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Petey?
Well, hey, guys. So this is a very very sensitive subject to me because, as I said before, you only live once.
Mm-hmm.
This past November, I spent $1,500 to go see Metallica. They had an exclusive show at the Hard Rock Casino, the Guitar Hotel, which is really close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
They only played their first two albums. It was a very exclusive show, and I could not miss it. I painted a couple houses. I put money aside. But most importantly, and Cap, you know what Olympiacos means to me.
Yes.
Every year I have a jar in the garage, and I put all the spare coins, dollars, anything, I throw it in there. This year, I took my oldest son. We went to Lithuania to Kaunas for the Final Four. I spent for the whole thing. I managed to. It took around $6,000. But you know, you put the money aside, and you only live once.
Yep.
And it was a big deal for me because when I was 9 years old, my dad took me to the first Final Four we ever took place in 94 in Israel. At the time, we lived in Greece. It was easier, but it's all the sentimental things that bring to this occasion. And, you know, this jar is not known to my wife because if she knows it, she'll say that, well, you should buy me a gift or something. So this is my secret to myself. This is the jar, big jar in the garage and all the spare cash goes in here. So we can't go cashless, people. We need cash in society.
Completely agree.
No question.
Peter, you're the best, man. I love that, dude.
Got a crazy animal story coming your way next on Cap and Jay Hood.
You're listening to Cap and Jay Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at the Catman and at IGJHood. This is ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Got shot or no shot coming your way at 8 o'clock right here on this Friday morning on Cap and Jay Hood. Still to come, Courtney Cronin with the latest on the Bears as well at 8:35 right here on Cap and Jay Hood. But right now it is time for one of those crazy animal stories. And this one is supposed to be local. Let's go to an animal story here.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces?
Very boars.
Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping? Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and Jay on ESPN 1000.
All right, Uncle Cappy.
Yes, little Johnny, let's do this.
Time for Animal Story. Here's Shane Orling. Shane?
Yeah, this is local. This actually is right here in the loop.
What?
On Wacker Drive. Believe it or not, typically, this article, Wildlife in the Loop, usually includes just pigeons and rats. This is from the Chicago Sun-Times.
Okay.
But believe it or not, a family of federally protected peregrine falcons has made a temporary home on the seventh story of a building on Wacker Drive, and it's dive-bombing pedestrians.
Right here.
As they walk under the nest, this mother peregrine falcon
Watch
will
it.
Drop down and claw people in the head.
That would suck. Be walking downtown.
And all of a sudden, Tommy Nobis dives on you.
Tommy Nobis. That guy's a Hall of Fame player for the Falcons for like 50 years
well,
ago.
Well, we said Falcons, right? All of a sudden, you're walking around.
A bird.
This cat walking around. Doo-doo. Oh, God, Jeff Van Noot. What is he doing? Sir.
The bird.
Huh?
The bird, not the football player.
The Falcon,
player.
He said. I understand.
Not the Atlanta Falcon. It's the Peregrine Falcon.
You're walking around, and all of a sudden, doo-doo-doo. Michael Vick, watch your dogs. Oh, God. I can understand, man. So if you want to have a Falcon dive on you, Shay, which one would you choose?
I'd go Kyle Pitts.
You'd want Kyle Pitts to dive bomb on you?
Yeah.
I would want Matt Ryan because on the way down, it would get intercepted.
Oh!
Wow. Guy's going to the Hall of Fame, and he just does that.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
You know what? It's interesting about my partner here. You notice this too, Shay, right? He conflates like the every other Hall of Fame to the Basketball Hall of Fame, where everybody gets in. You got Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame. What would you say in the meeting? Who else is going?
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers is going to the Hall of Fame.
No chance.
Now, that one thing about the NFL, they always get it right. To me, when it comes to the Hall of Fame, right? What did you tell me a few weeks ago? You told me about the Hall of Fame where there's the committee's like, okay, we've got our four or five, and then there's a lot of people just left off. Eventually, they'll get in.
They will.
But they always do it right. So Basketball Hall of Fame, you know. Philip Rivers is in.
Matt Ryan is going to the Hall of Fame. You can mark that down,
and
Shay.
His numbers
out of your mind.
His numbers are. I can look that up.
I've got him. Let's see. I gotta find.
So you have Matt Ryan and Philip Rivers, same class, going to the Hall of Fame, maybe.
Did they? No, because Ryan hasn't officially retired yet. Rivers has. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan played 15 seasons. Threw for 62,000 yards, 381 touchdowns, won Offensive Player of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, won MVP, and played in four Pro Bowls. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
So can I back you up, as I always do? Let me back you up. Matt Ryan's numbers are equivalent to Dan Marino. I should stop right there.
Yeah.
But I'll keep going.
Yep.
John Elway.
Yep.
Philip Rivers.
Yep.
Fran Tarkenton.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre, Joe Montana, Eli Manning, Russell Wilson, and Ken Anderson.
Yeah. You're out of your mind, Snorling, but he's going to the Hall of Fame.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eli Manning, Hall of Famer?
Yes.
8. Russell Wilson will be Hall of Famer? 9. So 9 out of 10 are either going to be in the Hall of Fame or already in the Hall of Fame.
Correct.
With Matt Ryan's numbers. So there you have it.
Correct.
Now, Philip Rivers.
See, but Football Outsiders a year ago says Matt Ryan is in the Hall of Very Good, not a Hall of Famer.
Fair.
Same resume as Boomer Esiason, same resume as Steve McNair, same resume, not counting the passing yardage or whatever, but you have the MVP, the conference championship, the playoff appearances, the Pro Bowls, and the bulk career totals kind of about the same. Those guys didn't get in.
ESPN,
you basically have to win a Super Bowl.
ESPN debated, is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer? They had their panel, Fowler, Graziano, Clay, Caravel. Every one of them said, yes, he is absolutely going to the Hall of Fame.
Matt Ryan's numbers equate to, according to Pro Football Reference, Fran Tarkenton. How many? Just name the Hall of Famers. Fran Tarkenton.
Yep.
Brett Favre.
Yep.
John Elway.
Yep.
Dan Marino.
Yep.
Drew Brees.
Yeah. Yep.
Drew Brees?
Oh, God. He was the all-time leading passer until he just got passed.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yes.
Joe Montana?
Yes.
Peyton Manning?
Yes.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. Shay, you're out of your freaking mind. That was for which one? Matt Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, how about Philip Rivers? Do the same deep dive.
Oh, no. No, that was Philip Rivers.
That was Philip Rivers.
Yeah. We just went through Philip Rivers. That's who Philip Rivers' numbers equate to. Those 10 quarterbacks I just gave you. 9 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Shay, I think the answer is yes, they're going to the Hall of Fame posthumously.
Philip Rivers ain't getting in. I'll bet you $500 Philip Rivers ain't getting in.
Done.
No MVPs, no Super Bowls.
Money.
He's not getting in.
I'll be putting that on the board, guys.
Yeah, put that on the board. 500.
Board.
The bet is down. You better bring cash.
We got no MVP, no first team All Pro, no Super Bowl. He ain't getting in. That would be unprecedented if he got in.
Which one are you talking about? Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, we got 500 on it.
There is not a single quarterback in history that doesn't have a first team All Pro, a Super Bowl, or an MVP that got in. Phillip Rivers ain't getting in.
You might have to wait on that. I mean, you know what? Maybe Shea will win this because you'll be really old and gray by then, by the time he gets in.
I'll take it out of his will, probably.
Posthumously, Cap.
When is he eligible?
Right around the corner here, right? It's been, what, 3 years since he's been out? 4 years? Let me look. I can just look right in front of me. Been out since 2020 with Indianapolis.
Yeah, he's
2026 is his first year.
Yeah, good. Better start saving and better get a jar like Peter in Miami out in your garage.
Why? He's not getting in on the first ballot. I got until at least 2030 here.
He's getting in.
I think that Shea
telling you he's getting in.
Shea's young enough; he can just wait you out. Maybe you'll forget.
Out of his freaking mind if he thinks this guy's not getting in.
Shot or no shot. 2 minutes on Cap and J Hood.